Welcome to this week's edition of Pit Stop. I'm Jaco van der Merwe and I am joined by Charles Bosch. On the agenda this week, Charles, we're getting back to very popular local Chinese car maker Chery. Charles, of course, have recently made his way to China for a week with being a guest of Chery, second time this year. Charles either loves China or Chery loves him. I haven't figured it out quite yet.
Probably the latter. Probably they're like me. I don't know.
But, this week we're going to tell you, we have told you in the past, but Charles obviously got more clarity from the Chery guys over in China. What exactly is coming to South Africa? I think we start off with the Jaco brand, which is probably the most exciting thing we can look forward to, obviously following on the first sub-brand of Chery, which was Omoda. Now, Omoda has had the C5 and they shortly rolling out the C9. We'll get to that in a bit. But Charles, Jaco, what is it? What can we expect? What are the models coming? When are they coming? Of course, Jaco, spelled J-A-E-C-O-O, pronounced Jaco. Over to Charles.
So Jaco is basically, it's basically their off-road brand that they were going to be launching here. There's two models that's coming to South Africa. There is the Jaco Jaco J8, which will be coming a little bit later next year. But the one we're looking most forward to is the Jaco J7. Now, we got to drive the J7 in Chinese spec on an off-road course. It's a very boxy-looking five-seat SUV, very retro-style SUV. 1.6-liter turbocharged petrol engine only, 137 kilowatts, 275 newton meters of torque, and it actually coped very, very well on the gravel road. Now, I must say, it has a bunch of driving modes. We were limited to a single one, unfortunately, so we couldn't really see its full potential in all of the various modes. But on the off-road course, we didn't get to drive really, really fast, but we got a good feeling, a highlight of what the car is going to be all about. No pricing known at this point, but it looks promising, very, very promising.
Like many other so-called, probably that's not the right expression, let's say off-road orientated offerings, which is obviously very capable off-road, the Jaco looks to me very shiny. It almost looks like it's going to be those boulevard kind of SUVs. It's going to be more on the streets of Sandton than they are ever going to be in the bush. But, I mean, that's just the way the world is spinning at this stage.
Unfortunately, that is the way that it's going. There is another division of Chery called Jet Tour. Now, we're not ever going to get the Jet Tour brand in South Africa, but that role, what you described now, that's more the Jet Tour brand. There's lots of Jet Tours in China. But with this specific one, with the J7, we don't have a clear image yet of what the rivals are. You could probably speculate. We don't know the model structure. They are planning of either front wheel drive, all wheel drive. They don't know yet, but that's going to be probably the logical way to go. Or the other option is an all inclusive all wheel drive model. But this thing can do light-duty off-road. It doesn't have a low-range gearbox. It's a normal permanent four-wheel drive system and the 7-speed double-clutch gearbox. But it's got decent ground clearance, just over 200 millimeters. So it will do light-duty off-road work. It's not for prancing around everywhere, which is unfortunately what's going to happen to it. But prancing will probably be the J8 when that arrives. That's probably going to be more of the role. But the J7, it's a proper light-duty off-roader deserves to go out off-road.
When exactly is that expected to arrive and at what price? Do we know yet?
Early on next year, very early next year. Pricing, we don't know. We were asked by Chery Management, what do they think the pricing's going to be? We were estimating about 700,000 rand. It all depends on the specification, the model structure, how it's going to align with the top of the range Chery Tiggo 8 Pro Max, which is going to be available with the all-wheel drive as well. Obviously, you can't really compare the two because they're two completely different models. But that the rough estimate was around about 700,000, but that's not yet approved at all.
And then going from Jaeku, another Omoda coming, the C9. Take us through that quickly. Is it just basically a bigger C5?
It's not. It's a completely different model. It's still a coupe SUV. I'm not going to even try and pronounce the name that it's sold in China. What I will say is it's sold under another Chery brand, Exceed, which is their top flagship premium brand. So in export markets, it's called the Exceed RX. But because Exceed is not going to come into South Africa because it's left-hand drive only, they are going to badge it as an Omoda C9. 2-liter turbo engine, 192 kilowatts, 400 newton meters of torque, the same engine that's in the Tiggo Pro Max. Tiggo Pro Max, only a bit more powerful, but it's going to be available with front-wheel drive or all-wheel drive and a South African-tuned 8-speed automatic gearbox, not the 7-speed that you get in China. And that's also going to become available next year.
Styling as futuristic as the C5? I mean, does it look like a little ship from outer space that's just touched down?
No, or? Not really. It's a bit dumbed down. It's a little bit watered down. Still a dramatic-looking thing, but it's not as dramatic-looking as the C5, which will get a performance version next year called the C5 GT. It's also going to be available with all-wheel drive and front-wheel drive, but that all we know is it's going to have the 1.6-liter turbocharged engine from the Tiggo 7 Pro Max, but we don't know anything else about power output.
A performance model sounds fantastic. That's something that great Chinese rival GWM and Haval have started.
Yep.
It will be good if Chery rolls it out too. Then just moving on to the core Chery brand itself, the Tiggo 7 Pro Max has just been rolled out. In the next 6 to 12 months, what are we expecting to get from Chery?
We're going to get the Tiggo 8 Pro Max all-wheel drive, as I mentioned.
Front-wheel drive.
It's currently front-wheel drive only, which we added on test a while ago. So this is going to be all-wheel drive. Then indirect, or not indirect, but that's the wrong word to use, but 2024-2025, we'll be getting two plug-in hybrid versions of both the Tiggo 8 Pro Max, sorry, the Tiggo 8 Pro and the Tiggo 7 Pro. They've got two completely different names. The 7 is called the E Plus, and the 8 is just called the Hybrid. So that's a 1.5-liter petrol engine combined with a 19.2-kilowatt lithium-ion battery pack, front-wheel drive only. And the combined output is 180 kilowatts and 510 newton meters of torque, an all-electric range of 110 kilometers, which is quite impressive.
Decent.
Very impressive. That's going to be arriving next year, 2025. And then, unfortunately, we got to drive in a sedan called the Chery Arizo 8. Now, this is a fantastic-looking thing. It's not coming to South Africa, unfortunately. The one that was exhibited had the same engine as the Pro 8, as the Tiggo 8 Pro Max, and we got to drive it, and it was absolutely incredible. Front-wheel drive only. There is an all-wheel drive planned for other markets. The Arizo is a huge model in the Middle East and South America, but because it's a sedan, it's not coming here. It's got a sloping coupe-like rear, similar to an Audi A7, and it was fantastic. And we actually, on the way to the Jaeku off-road drive, we got a drive with one of Chery's employees, because if you're a foreigner, you're not allowed to drive in China. His company car was an Arizo 8, and it was fantastic. But like I said, we're not getting it, unfortunately.
That's a pity. Sedans, of course, is still being in China. As
massive,
we know.
Massive.
And then, like you say, the Middle East, South America. Just unfortunately, sedans are slightly more dead than they are over there in South Africa, which is pity. But obviously, just starting out, they're going to focus on the SUV outputs for the moment.
A model I forgot to mention is the electric Omoda C5, this one called the E5. 61 kilowatt battery pack, around about, if my memory serves me correctly, about 150 or 180 kilowatts. I can't remember now from the top of my head. But that's coming next year as well, and it will be Chery's first electric vehicle that they will be selling in South Africa.
Well, we look forward to that, and we look forward to bringing you all the Jaekus as they touch down, and all all the new cherries. And as always, we will keep you up to date and tell you more when we get them and finally get to drive them. That's all we know. Thank you very much for listening to this week's edition of Pit Stop. I'm Jaco van der Merwe. I was joined by Charles Bosch. Cheerio.
Goodbye.